Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking about some research that has been going on in the world of science. Mm. And, of course, if you talk about our five senses, of course, we've got touch, taste, feel, smell, and sight. And, of course, hearing. I'm not sure if I mentioned that among the five senses.
No.
Okay. Or maybe I mentioned one twice. I'm not sure. But the one we're focusing on today is our sense of hearing. And, of course, there are lots of ways to enjoy sounds, listening to music and stuff like that, having a conversation with your friend. But today we're talking about something called white noise.
Mm. I actually use white noise to go to sleep at night. White noise can be any sort of background noise that, you know, makes it harder for you to hear distinctive sounds. For example, I started doing this in New York City because your neighbors are very close. And sometimes the walls are kind of thin, so you can hear people moving around either above you or to next door to you. And I would turn on this machine that produced this white noise sound. Here in Taiwan, I don't have a white noise machine, but I do use a fan. I even have the fan on in the wintertime because it helps muffle the sounds from my neighbors.
Yes, I can certainly relate to that. Sometimes we do need to listen to the sound of a fan to go to sleep. Sometimes, though, I turn on YouTube and listen to some of the videos they have on there. One is like 3 hours of a thunderstorm, okay?
Yeah.
Or 3 hours of the rain falling or something like that.
I've tried that.
Or the wind blowing through trees or gentle waves on a beach or some of those meditation videos like Buddhist chant music from Tibet or something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those can help put me to sleep at night. Most of the time, I don't have insomnia, so I can sleep okay. But some people do rely on this white noise. It helps relax them to go to sleep. Or maybe you might even listen to white noise while you're reading
Sure.
or trying to study or something like that. So that's the subject for today, white noise, the comforting hiss. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson now one time.
Background noises can keep us awake, so how can we stop our brains from focusing on them? Some people might put on some soft classical music or a favorite audiobook, but others use white noise to soothe themselves to sleep. White noise is an even distribution of sound over the entire range of normal hearing. In the same way that white light contains all colors of light, white noise contains all kinds of sound. It sounds like a hiss and masks other background sounds, meaning only really loud noises penetrate it and get our attention. What's more, white noise has no features for our brains to focus on, which allows us to relax. White noise can also help us to focus. By using it to block out distractions, we can direct all our brain's creative energy to the task at hand. However, there are some downsides of white noise. While this soothing sound is particularly good at getting babies to fall asleep, it can also prevent them from getting used to the sounds of the world around them. This could mean their brains aren't fully prepared for noisy environments. At high volumes, white noise can also cause or worsen tinnitus, a persistent ringing in the ears, or even lead to hearing loss. Little research has been done on the effects of white noise, so there are no definite conclusions as to whether it's helpful or not in the long term. You certainly shouldn't listen to it at a high volume, especially for an extended period. However, if background noises are keeping you from drifting off at night, a little white noise might be just the thing you need.
Okay, let's get to it. Let's discuss the contents of today's lesson. We're talking about white noise, the comforting hiss. So here we've got the word hiss here. That just kind of copies the sound. Hiss. You can imagine that word hiss actually sounding like that sound. Sometimes we use this word to describe that sound cats make when they get angry. That's a hiss. Hey, that cat is hissing. You better stay away from that cat. It might bite you. It might scratch you. But again, this is a kind of sound that we refer to as white noise.
Yeah, that's a good description, actually, hiss. Actually, I've heard some weird white noise. Some of it doesn't bother me so much, and some really just is irritating to me. So it depends. I've actually purchased probably 3 white noise machines in my life. I have a hard time sleeping. Everything wakes me up. Last night, it was kind of weird because all of a sudden I heard a big crash in my apartment, which is scary. Because I'm thinking, who's in my apartment? I was sound asleep. Turns out there must have been some sort of earthquake or some sort of shaking because something from the top of my refrigerator fell down.
Ooh.
So you never know. Anyway, yeah, I have a hard time sleeping. So even in the winter, I'll turn on my AC, air conditioner, and also my fan. It's directed away from me, and sometimes even then I'll put on a YouTube video like you, or I'll listen to Audible, which is an audiobook program on my phone. All of those things, I've used all of them.
Yeah, well, I guess you have the problem of insomnia, difficulty sleeping, but I don't seem to have that problem.
Nice.
Although I do remember if I have trouble falling asleep, I turn on the Chinese newscasts because I'm still kind of studying it and it's kind of hard and they keep talking faster and faster and faster and eventually it just wears me out trying to understand it and I conk right out like a little baby. But today we're talking about white noise. And here in the first paragraph, it says, background noises can keep us awake, so how can we stop our brains from focusing on them? Now, noises and noise. You will notice here that the title says white noise as a non-count noun, and then we've got background noises as a countable noun. Now, if you can identify the individual noises, like there's the sound of a baby crying or somebody singing karaoke next door or a motorcycle zooming past outside, then those could be countable noises. But if you talk about the general sound altogether, then that would be the noise. Gee, there's a lot of noise out here on the street. It's coming from all sorts of different sources. So yeah, in that case, you can use the non-count form. There's a lot of noise here.
Yeah, but I have specific or particular noises that my neighbor makes of an older gentleman that lives above me.
Like snoring or clearing his throat?
No, he gets up very early and just kind of stomps around on the floor. I can never hear his wife. It's very interesting. He doesn't even try to be quiet, but those are specific noises. But I could also say, oh, I hate the noise from my upstairs neighbor. So what can we do to stop our brains from focusing on these particular background noises? Well, some people might put on some soft classical music. I was telling Tom when we had stopped that if I like the music, it keeps me awake because I love it. So I have to find music that is boring to me. Classical music usually keeps me awake. A favorite audiobook, I like Audible, which is an app that you can get on your phone. I love Audible and listening to books on audio tape. But others use white noise to soothe themselves to sleep. This word soothe just means to comfort yourself or comfort somebody else. A lot of times babies, of course, cry and you'll rock them to soothe them to sleep, to get them to go to sleep. So to soothe somebody is just to get them to calm down. There are lots of ways to do that. You can, you know, pat them. You can listen to them. If your dog's upset, you can soothe him by, you know, patting his fur, getting him to calm down that way. There are lots of ways to soothe yourself or someone else.
That's the verb. Soothing is the adjective. Oh, that music is very soothing.
Uh-huh.
It's very relaxing. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, white noise is an even distribution of sound over the entire range of normal hearing, going from maybe, what, 20 hertz all the way up to 20,000 hertz or something like that. So here we've got the word distribution. That's when things are kind of spread out. The verb is to distribute. For example, maybe there was a typhoon that hit Hualien and lots of people were left homeless. So the government needs to distribute supplies to those people. They need to distribute food to those people so they will receive some distribution from the government, some things that are given to them by the government.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people in Taiwan on, say, the verb distribute. No, it's distribute. But distribution, sorry about that. The same with contribute and contribution. Sorry, we kind of make it hard for you sometimes with pronunciation.
We do that on purpose just to make you angry. Yeah.
So in the same way that white light contains all colors of light, in case you didn't know that, there's a little bit of info there. White noise also contains all kinds of sound, like all kinds, just all mixed together. And it comes out sounding like a hiss and masks or covers up. Notice if you use the verb mask, you don't have to use the verb phrase cover up. To mask means that exactly, to cover up something. You're covering up other background sounds, meaning only really loud noises penetrate it and get our attention. Now, I have a white noise machine. I have a fan on. I have the AC on. But if somebody was banging on my door, ringing the doorbell, or the fire alarm suddenly went off in my building, of course that would wake me up. It's so loud.
Right. So, of course, we've got this background sound or these sounds here, and we've got white noise, and, of course, it masks those other background sounds. And so only the loud noises can get through. They can only penetrate. Penetrate means to get through.
Uh-huh.
When the criminal shot me, the bullet penetrated my skin. It went through my skin, for example, and I was severely injured, for example. So, of course, the sound gets through, and then we pay attention to it, and then we just can't focus on our sleep. And it bothers us. Now, what's more, white noise has no features for our brains to focus on, which allows us to relax. So white noise does not have those sudden sounds. It's all kind of the same. So if you don't focus on anything, you can relax, and supposedly you can fall right to sleep. Okay, I think that's about halfway through our explanation for now. Let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, my name is Shelby. 白噪音, 一种类似海风吹过洞发出来持续而稳定的嘶嘶声。我们看第一段的第二句。Put on your jacket, 穿上你的夹克。 Classical 是古典的, 古典音乐, 小心它跟classic 拼字很像, 但是呢, classic 它是当经典, 典型的, audiobook 是有声书, soothe 是使平静, 通常这个字的主词是事情, something soothe somebody. 好, 这里有个句型, 如果我们希望表达有人怎么样, 有人怎么样, 就可以用 some people点点点, others 点点点, 或者 some 点点点, some 点点点。 请到第二段的第一句, even 这里当作形容词表示平均的平等的, 地板不平, 我们就可以说 the floor is not even. 哇, 这球赛呢, 非常的竞争激烈, 两队势均力敌, 就可以说 the two teams get even, 打成平手。 Entire 指全部的, 完全的, range 范围, normal 是正常, 一般人正常听力, 在0到25分贝, 超过就有点听力受损了。 第二句, in the way 就是以什么的方式, 在这way的方式后面 还有一个形容词子句 that 来形容way, 白光呢, 包含所有颜色的光, contain 就是包含, 类似 include 或 comprise 这些同义字。 同样的, 白噪音也可以包含所有的声音。 第三句的地方, 它听起来就像是一个嘶嘶作响的声音, hiss 就是嘶嘶作响。 Mask 这里当作动词表示掩饰, 如果当作名词的时候就是口罩或面罩, 它同时可以掩盖其他背景中其他声音。 Meaning 这里mean呢, 把它前面的主词 which 省略掉了, 而 mean 加 ing 变成它的分词构句。 Penetrate 动词表示穿透, 噪音穿透耳朵我们就可以说 the noise penetrates my ears. 请到第四句, what's more 这是连接词, 表示而且, 相当于 besides 或 in addition. Feature 是特征, 因为白噪音没有高高低低上下起伏, 所以它是一个没有特征的声音。 To focus on 不定词 拿来当形容词, 修饰前面的 brand 它是属于后位修饰。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's resume our lesson. Again, we're talking about white noise, and white noise does not include any sudden loud noises for us to focus on. So our brains won't focus on that sound, and that will allow us to relax. White noise can also help us to focus. Yes, I remember a friend back in college saying that, yes, he likes to listen to white noise when he studies. At the time, we all had stereos, you know, that are different from stereos now. You could actually tune the stations by hand between stations. And what you would do is you turn the dial until it's receiving no stations at all. And you get this white noise.
I would say that's static. He liked to listen to that.
Well, you can kind of fiddle with the bass and the treble to get the sound to sound like you really like it. I actually don't know what a true white noise sounds like.
Oh, I have a machine. I can let you listen to it.
But there is kind of a noise that you can hear from your stereo that is similar to white noise. And I tried that. I didn't really like it. I thought it was kind of silly.
No.
But in any case, it goes on here. By using white noise to block out distractions, we can direct all our brain's creative energy to the task at hand. So if you've got some homework to do, maybe you could turn on some white noise because it will help you mask those distractions or block out those distractions.
Yeah, you want to block out or make something so it can't get through. And these are distractions. They could be lots of different kinds of distractions. Sometimes, especially in college, I would be listening to people's conversations, or somebody had a movie on, or was watching TV, or listening to their stereo too loudly. All of those things make it hard to study, and that's probably why some of us go to the library. Anyway, we can direct all our brain's creative energy to the task at hand. Whatever you're doing is your task at hand. Whatever's in front of you. If you can direct your brain's creative energy to that, then you'll get more accomplished. But you first have to block out or mask or cover up some of these distractions. Moving on, there are downsides of white noise, which I didn't know about, but it's good to find this stuff out. I'm grateful to our writer, Pat Woods, for letting us know more about white noise. Here's one downside, of course, is something that's bad about something. It's not a benefit. It's something that's a detraction, something that's negative about something. So it could be negative, a part of something that's negative or not seen as desirable even could be a downside of something. So here's some downsides. The first one is that soothing sound of white noise can be really good at helping babies to fall asleep. And I can attest to that. I can tell you that that's true because my little sister uses a white noise machine with her little guy, and it helps him fall asleep while the other kids are making lots of noise and playing in the house. Because if he can hear them playing, he wants to be up. But he's a little guy, so he needs his nap.
Okay, so that's one advantage of white noise. It can be good to get babies to fall asleep, but it can also prevent them from getting used to the sounds of the world around them. So it kind of blocks out the real sounds of the world, and that's what human beings need to know to survive. We need to know what it sounds like when a big bear is chasing after us or something, or when a bus is about ready to run us over when we cross the street. We need to know those sounds exist out there so that we can survive. Or there are also sweet sounds out there that we like to hear. Somebody whispering sweet nothings into our ears.
And what are those, Tom?
Just little things that people say to each other when they're
in love. Oh, you're so handsome.
I
love
you. I can't live without you. You mean everything to me.
Sweet nothings, yeah. I wanted to mention, too, Tom, that benefit is also called the upside. So we've got two opposite words here. Downside, the antonym is upside. So, yeah, keep going.
Like the upsides of living in Taipei are that you can get lots of food, lots of entertainment options. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
But the downsides are like, oh, it's so noisy. It's so difficult to park. And people sometimes are not as friendly as they are in the countryside, et cetera, et cetera. So upsides and downsides. So that's a downside there. Maybe the babies won't get used to the sounds of the world around them. And this could mean their brains aren't fully prepared for noisy environments.
Wow.
It sounds like you're kind of shielding them from noisy environments. Noise let's face it, everybody, it's part of life. Mm-hmm. You have to deal with it. You're going to go into a loud restaurant sometimes and have to talk to somebody. You got to know how to be able to be understood if somebody else is making a bunch of noise there.
It's kind of like families who are constantly worried about germs on little kids, but those germs help them develop their immune system. So got to let your kids get dirty sometimes. So, yeah, that noise actually helps them grow into stronger adults.
Okay, and here at the end of this paragraph here, it says, at high volumes, white noise can also cause or worsen tinnitus, persistent ringing in the ears, or it can even lead to hearing loss. So, of course, how loud something refers to its volume. Hey, can you turn the volume up on the TV? I can't hear it. Oh, it's too loud. Turn the volume down, or turn it down, you could say. Volume there, the amount of sound you have. So if you have it on too loud, it can cause tinnitus or even make it worse. Tinnitus, some people say tinnitus, which I think is arming in Chinese. It's like a persistent ringing in the ears.
Ow.
Persistent means it just keeps on going all the time and it never goes away. Some people get this when they're, say, over 50 years old.
Ooh, that's not fun to have either. So moving on to the last paragraph here, little research has been done on the effects of white noise. So not very much research has been done so far on the effects of white noise. We might want to do that because we've been using white noise forever. White noise was around when I was a kid too. So there are no definite conclusions as to whether it's helpful or not. In the long term, or you could say in the long run. I'd probably say in the long run, too. In the short run, long run, short term, long term, those are phrases we use quite often. Definite means for certain. You're certain about something. It's not a mystery. It's very clear. It's real. You don't have to guess. You know, so it's, there are no definite conclusions, so we're not really sure. So sometimes, some of the things we do as we live life, we don't know if, you know, after 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, maybe there will be some bad after effects.
Yeah, it's kind of too early to tell. It's similar to cell phone use. People have only been using cell phones for the past, what, 20 years or so. So we don't really know if there are any definite health concerns from using cell phones too much. We just don't know. Again, it's too early. Or we don't have any definite conclusions on vaping. That is pretty new to electronic cigarettes, as they're called. Although I guess it looks like they're pretty bad for you, as it turns out.
They are if you add other things to them. That's what they're finding.
Yeah, that's another topic, though. We'll deal with that some other
THC
time.
THC or something.
Yeah, exactly. So here in the next sentence it says, you certainly shouldn't listen to it at a high volume if you're listening to white noise. So, yeah, keep it kind of a low volume. And you can't do it especially for an extended period of, say, longer than an hour or two. Keep it at a low volume unless you're using it to cover up the sound of the neighbors moving their furniture or something like that. I'm not quite sure exactly what kind of effects that would have.
I'd rather turn on TV or watch a movie and turn it up really
loud. Well, there are always earplugs, too.
Yeah.
Or headphones. You can listen to soft music through headphones or something. That might block out the
There's
sound.
There's a noise cancel. Canceling headphones. I just bought myself some.
Oh, okay. Well,
I haven't used them yet.
Yeah, I've used earplugs when living in Taipei for many, many years.
Oh, I use those too.
Oh, yeah. You got to have those. This place is just so noisy.
Lots of people.
And here's how we wrap things up. It says, however, if background noises are keeping you from drifting off at night, a little white noise might be just the thing you need. It might be just what the doctor ordered. So here we've got the phrase to drift off, which means basically to slowly fall asleep.
Yeah, sometimes I'll drift off while I'm watching a movie or, you know, maybe I'm in a boring class and I just start, you know, kind of slowly falling asleep to drift off. Hopefully none of you guys are having problems getting a good night's sleep. That's my wish for you. Right now, we're going to listen to someone who always has a good night's sleep. That's our Chinese teacher.
请到第三段的第二句。 while 这里当连接词表示虽然，所以可以用 although 或 though 的意思来代替。It's good at 擅长于，也可以写成 is skilled at。 好， at 呢是介系词，所以放在后面的 get 要改成 getting 动名词的形式。 Prevent from 表示避免谁去做什么事情， from 是介系词，放在后面的动词片语get used to， get 的地方要改成 getting， 表示习惯于，我们还有 be used to 或者是 be accustomed to 这些相关的动词片语。要注意的地方是，因为你要习惯于什么东西，这个片语后面你还要加一个名词。我们到第四句的地方， at 可以加后面某个点，所以 at high volumes 表示在高音量的时候。 volume 呢，它可以当作音量，也可以当作容量。 worsen 是 worse 加 en 变成使恶化的意思，通常它的主词会是事情或东西。例如说，通货膨胀恶化了我们的财务，就是 the inflation worsens our finances。Tinnitus 是耳鸣，这个字如果同学不会的话，它后面的附加说明你可以从中了解。 Persistent 是持续的，它的动词是 persist。 Lead to 是导致的意思。还有其他片语，例如 result in、 bring about， 这些也是导致，它们的用法都是 A lead to B 这种状况。好，我们请到第四段第一句的后面， definite 就是明确的。当我们在回答别人问题口气强烈表示没错的时候，就可以说 definitely。 as to 是介系词的词组，后面要加名词或者名词子句。我们后面这边是 whether or not， 是无论与否一个名词子句。这个 or not 也可以提到前面一点，变成 whether or not it's helpful， 无论是否有助的。In the long term 表示从长远来说。以上是今天的讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and we wish you a good night's sleep. And, you know, be careful when you use that white noise. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
Hi, Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.